Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League. Welcome to Team List Wednesday for round seven. Let's get into these team lists. We're not going to read out all the team lists anymore. Obviously, if you listened in last week, you would have realized we've changed up how we're doing this. We're just going to go through the key ins and outs for each side for each game. So the first game is the Roosters taking on the Melbourne Storm. The key changes in this one, obviously James Tedesco comes back into the side. Manu goes back into the centres. Suaalii stays out on the wing. Michael Jennings is now at left centre. So Michael Jennings and Daniel Tupou will play left on the left side. And then Manu and Suaalii will play on the right, or at least that's how I would structure it going into next week. And I think with Manu coming back, going to right centre, almost, I feel like it's guaranteed that Michael is going to move over to the left-hand side. I don't mind this for the Roosters at all. I think that he's played quite well. There is some defensive issues, but other than that, I think Michael Jennings has played quite well. He deserves to be there. Suaalii, I think he's better on the wing. I think it's only temporary, though. Obviously, Billy Smith is carrying an injury at the moment. You know, if there's a spot for Billy Smith to come into this side, I guarantee you that he'll come back into this side. The only reason that he's out is, of course, injury. I believe he's done a syndesmosis, so he's going to be out for the next few weeks. I'm not sure how far along he is. I'm pretty sure he did it in the Roosters-Rabbitohs game. So he's a few weeks into it now. I think he'd be back in the next few weeks. But by then, obviously, Dom Young comes back into the side. You'd think that Suaalii would go back into the centres. So that's the key changes for the Roosters. Other than that, nothing really else has changed from last week. The big change for the Roosters, though, we talked about it on BTFU last night when we recorded the podcast, was Connor Watson, obviously, keeping that number six spot. Sam Walker's in jersey number 22. Now, the only, I guess, reasoning for this, for me at least, would be, one, Sam Walker is still not 100% from the concussion 2 weeks ago. He's obviously had two back-to-back concussions too. The one in the Bulldogs game, obviously, and then the one before that as well that they disputed so he could play in the Bulldogs game. So maybe they are just, you know, saying that he's not 100%. They're giving him an extra week just to recover from that concussion. The other one that's a bit more left field is, obviously, there's been a lot of chat that Luke Keary plays better without Sam Walker. Sam Walker plays better without Luke Keary. So if Luke Keary's named in New South Wales Cup, we might even check that now. Yeah, that could be the reasoning. Maybe they are going in a new direction. Maybe they are going with Connor Watson at 5'8". Now, Connor Watson was great last week, and the thing that was good about Connor Watson is that he was very different to what Luke Keary was doing. Luke Keary was organising, was playing like a half. It was almost like Connor Watson was playing like a second lock and just running the ball. Very, very simple game. He was creating opportunities on that right-hand side, but most of the time, just running the ball really well. And as we said, he looked very good in that Newcastle Knights game. So, yeah, look, maybe they are going in a bit of a new direction there. Maybe, you know, Sam Walker is going to sit in New South Wales Cup for the next few weeks. Now, I don't know if the team lists are out for New South Wales Cup yet. Oh, here we go. Callum Gromick's back. That's good. Sua Wong obviously playing in New South Wales Cup at the moment. So strange that he's out of New South Wales Cup. Dylan Napa out of New South Wales Cup. Interesting. So Sua Wong must be injured. Sam Walker's not in New South Wales Cup. He's not even in the reserves for New South Wales Cup. So, yeah, maybe they are just resting him with concussion. I think that's a really good sign for the Roosters. Let's just check for the Bears, because I think they've got a few players playing for the Bears at the moment, the Roosters, still. Yeah, look, not playing in there either. So he might be a late in later on in the week, but if they're resting him, I think it's more so that they're just trying to, I guess, you two back-to-back concussions. They're just trying to suss out how he's going. I doubt it's because of the other reason. The other reason would be more evident, obviously, if he was playing in New South Wales Cup. But, yeah, big call. Sam Walker not playing this week. Connor Watson keeping that sixth jersey. Look at it how you want. It is a pretty decent call. As for the Melbourne Storm, they get back Nelson. They also get back Joe Chan. I think that's huge. I think Joe Chan played so well when he was in this side. I think coming off the bench, he's going to prove that he deserves to get back into that starting spot yet again. Sean Bloor, I think Sean Bloor's been quite good as well. He's been tough with his carries, and he's been heavily involved as well on that left edge. So it is going to be a battle between those two. I think Joe Chan probably earns his spot back, just coming back slowly into the side after injury. I think there was an arm injury or something like that, but that was why he was out. But he is back, Joe Chan, and I think, as I said, he'll earn his spot in this side. Nelson into the front row straight away. Obviously been playing the past 2 weeks in Cup for the Bears and been doing quite well. So obviously straight back into the team, no dramas there. I'm very excited to see how Nelson goes in his first week back. I think that's massive for the Melbourne Storm through the middle of the park. It just gives them so much more go forward. I really like Nelson coming back into this side. Let's go to the next one. Obviously, your first Friday game is the Dragons taking on the Warriors. Key changes here. Obviously, Jack Bird out with concussion. I think that's massive for the Dragons. I think that he is so good and carries the ball really well. Then again, though, I think that Lomax moving back into the centres is going to be a good thing as well. Obviously, he'll stay on that right-hand side with Christian Tuipulotu, I imagine, making his Dragons debut there as well. Christian Tuipulotu, though, notably a left-side player, so maybe Michele Ravalawa moves over to the right. We'll have to wait and see. Regardless, Lomax is going to be setting up that right-hand side constantly for tries. It is going to be a very dangerous edge, and I can't wait to see how Lomax goes back in the centres. Obviously, been playing on the wing for the past few weeks. Maybe this is an opportunity for him to cement an origin spot potentially as well in the centres. I wouldn't say that those origin spots are locked in. Obviously, there's one vacant now to an Isaac Tungo or a Zach Lomax, obviously with Latrell Mitchell saying that he's going to focus more on the Rabbitohs rather than on the New South Wales Blues. He's going to deny that role to go into the New South Wales Blues if he gets called into the squad, which is good for the Rabbitohs, and it's also a good opportunity for, you know, a Lomax or a Tungo or, you know, whoever else ends up earning that spot. A Bradman Best even, who was great last year. Stephen Crichton, if he, you know, gets a little bit more involved. But yeah, look, I mean, great opportunity for Lomax to maybe impress in that centre position. Obviously, Jack Bird only going to be out for the 1 week with the concussion protocol. So excited to see how Lomax does go moving back into the centres, but I imagine he'll be straight back onto the wing as soon as Bird returns. As for the Warriors, it doesn't look like there's too many changes for them, if any. Jazz Tavanga obviously out with injury. So Adam Pompey comes onto the bench, and it's probably one of the weirder changes that I've seen. Adam Pompey onto the bench, it's not one that I would have expected here. You'd think that, you know, Ali Latour, probably more likely in the number 21 jersey at the moment to come into this side. He can play a bit of back row or centre. Paul Roach can play dummy half. Gives the opportunity for Chinalara Staveta to play a bit of a roaming role if they want to go with two utilities in that sort of sense. But yeah, it's just strange for me, Adam Pompey there. Where does he come into the game? I'm not sure. Is he going to come into the game as a back rower? Again, it's just a bit of a weird one for me, seeing him in the number 17 jersey. Maybe a late change. We'll wait and see. Maybe there's someone injured that they're worried about that we don't know about. So yeah, we'll have to wait and see here. Adam Pompey, number 17 jersey. Very, very strange. Obviously, a big in for the Dragons before we move on is Farmanu Brown. They've just signed him from the Super League. He's come straight over and he's straight into the team, literally days after signing. Interested to see if he is a late in into this side for Jesse Marschke. Marschke's been quite good, though, coming into hooker. I really liked Marschke, to be honest. So, yeah, look, obviously they want a utility that can play in the halves, hooker. They've got one in Marschke. The fact that Shane Flanagan came out and said that after they've got Marschke already there is just a bit strange for me. But yeah, Farmanu Brown, he's good to have in the reserves. He can cover a ton of positions. I don't mind it too much, to be honest. Let's move on to the next game, though. The Eels and the Dolphins. Let's not get too carried away with these changes. Eels and Dolphins. Obviously, not too many changes for the Eels. The only big one for me, Kalama Tuilagi drops out of the side, and obviously Blaise Tuilagi comes into the 17 in jersey number 17 as a utility. I'm very excited to see where he comes into the game, if he's just coming in through the middle, if he comes in the centers, if he comes in, you know, at 9. I doubt he'll come on at 9, but, you know, we just don't know where he can come onto the field, and that unpredictability makes it so scary for, you know, a Dolphins side who is a bit bruised and battered at the moment. Obviously, having Hamiso Tuiwai-Fodau out of his team, it is a massive loss. Obviously, Trey Fuller coming into the side, he's quite good. He's a very different player. He's a lot more tough and physical than what Hammer is, and I'm excited to see how he goes there at 1. Trey Fuller obviously played, I think, 1 or 2 games last year as well. But Blaise Tuilagi, I'm excited to see where he comes into the game. Most likely, it'll be in that middle, you know, roaming sort of role as a second 5'8", which will be scary, but... yeah, excited to see where he comes into the side. If he plays, obviously, you've had a bunch of utilities from different clubs over the past few weeks as well, not getting any game time. So, excited to see how he does go. Blaise Tuilagi there in jersey number 17. As for the Dolphins, as we said, Trey Fuller, very different fullback to Hammer. Excited to see how he goes and what he offers to this side if they play a little bit differently with him there at 1. But other than that, I don't think there's too many other changes here for the Dolphins. Obviously, Sean O'Sullivan comes onto the bench now. Milford's been dropped. I think that Lachlan Huebner is out of this side as well. Ray Stone moving to the bench for Max Plath to come in at 13. This one weirds me out a little bit. Defensively, could be a little bit of an issue, obviously, with 1, Blaise Tuilagi coming off the bench and having a lot of X-factor just around the ruck, and 2, obviously, with the forward pack for the Eels, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Junior Bolo, Joe Offahane-Gaway, you know, just bursting through the middle. Even a Luca Morietti, who's just so tough at the moment. You know, I think that it could be a bit of a defensive liability there. Max Plath at 13, obviously he's like 5 foot something, so could be a bit of an issue, but Max Plath's been quite good there, just in terms of that second 5'8 sort of role. He can also cover 9 as well for Jeremy Marshall-King, so I don't mind it too much, but yeah, defensively could be a bit of an issue there, but we'll save all that for the preview. The first Saturday game is the Panthers taking on the West Tigers. Not too many changes here for the Penrith Panthers. The only real change here is that Sonny Luke drops out. Obviously, Dane Laurie keeps that 14 spot. We're still waiting on Nathan Cleary. Really, really interesting that we're waiting on Nathan Cleary still to come back in. Obviously, it sounds like his rehab has been extended, which means that he's going to be out for a little bit longer. Is that 1 week? Is that 2 weeks? We don't know. But yeah, a little bit concerning. It's a hamstring strain. Apparently, it was just a niggle, which was the initial report. But for him to be out for the past few weeks, it is a little bit concerning. Brad Schneider, though, he's done an incredible job. Obviously, the last game the Panthers played, it was really impressive with Schneider at 7. Then the one previous as well. Ever since Schneider's been in there, he's covered really well. Dylan Edwards standing up. Jerome Luai standing up. Isaiah Yeo standing up as well in this side. Fisher Harris obviously standing up too, coming back from injury. I think that he's going to be all the better having a break. And obviously Moses Leota, same deal there. One change that we just missed then was that Scott Sorensen's actually come back into the 17. Luke Garner drops to the bench. Matt Eisenhuth is out. That's the only other change there. Scott Sorensen back in. Obviously, great to see him back into the side. As for the West Tigers, no changes other than Lachie Galvin coming in. Obviously, Jaden Sullivan, it looks like he's completely dropped out, straight back to reserve grade for Jaden Sullivan. I think it's going to be the best thing for him as well. Obviously, the last game against the Dragons, it wasn't his best performance. There was a few misreads and attack. It cost the Tigers in some key opportunities and obviously, you know, contributed to the error count there as well. Lachie Galvin, a lot more structured. Oh, I think it could be a really tight game here with Lachie Galvin back. He just provides so much structure and confidence to this side. And the confidence that he plays with too is just so unique for an 18-year-old. I'm excited to see how Lachie Galvin goes coming back into this side. Him and Aiden Caesar seem to gel a lot better than what Aiden Caesar and Jaden Sullivan did. It looked a lot more loose and off the cuff with Jaden Sullivan there at 6. I imagine Lachie Galvin is going to play more like a 7 like he has in the past. And add a lot more structure to this side. Other than that, again, it doesn't look like there's too many other changes. Oh, Solomon Afatape is out. Brent Naden, who's actually been playing halfback for the past few weeks in reserve grade, comes into the centres. Great to see him back. Maybe they were just, you know, putting him in there to test his ball playing and stuff like that. Brent Naden, maybe there's a few other layers to his game we don't know about. But, yeah, back in the centres, back in the side. He's probably been playing quite well in reserve grade, I grant it. So, good to see him back. Solomona Fatape, there was a few defensive issues for him as well last week. So, I think that it's good for him to go back and just learn his craft again in reserve grade. But Brent Naden, good to see him back into the side. It's crazy the depth that they actually have in their outside backs at the moment. The Tigers, it is absolutely insane. I'm very excited to see Naden back. I love watching him. He's so talented and, you know, so freakish, so underrated for me as well. Other than that, Latu Fainu comes back into the side as well. Samuela Fainu also comes back into the fold here as well. Obviously, guys dropping out include Justin Matsumua from last week, and that's just about it, really, in terms of guys that dropped out last week. Alex Saifarth, Alex Twall, keeping their spots on the bench. Now, the next Super Saturday game is the Titans taking on the Manly Seagulls. The weirdest change I've ever seen out of this whole week is Philip Sami at one. Philip Sami at fullback, Keanu Keeney sitting in the reserves. Does Philip Sami move late? Obviously coming back from a pretty gnarly knee injury that he didn't look comfortable in at all. Is it really the smartest move to go, you've just come back from a pretty gnarly knee injury, let's chuck you straight at fullback? I mean, has he played fullback much before? I'm not too sure. I don't remember the last time he played fullback. Philip Sami, probably since reserve grade. It's been a while since we've seen Philip Sami at fullback. But yeah, when you've got Keanu Keeney there, I just don't know why you'd chuck a Philip Sami at fullback. It's just a bit of a weird one. But Desi Hasler's a better coach than I am. We'll have to wait and see what the method behind the madness is. But yeah, Philip Sami at fullback's just a bit of a weird one for me. AJ keeps his spot at six. He was terrific last week. Obviously had 163 metres. Great stats for him in terms of running the ball. And then Kieran Foran also looked good at seven. It's the first game I've sort of seen from Kieran Foran at seven where I've gone, he looks good. Doesn't look like he's, you know, going to be close to getting injured again as well. You know, I was really confident, to be honest, with Kieran Foran at seven in this side. He looks a lot better at seven in this side than he has in previous sides when he's been shoved into that number seven role. Other than that, what are the other changes? Obviously, Jaden Campbell out. That's why Philip Sami's at fullback. I think that's a big loss for them as well. Another star out of this side. It might hurt the Titans a little bit going up against a Manly side who get Matt Lodge in. They get, who else are the other ends in this side? Matt Lodge, Nathan Brown, Ruben Garrick, and Jason Saab returns from his hamstring injury as well. I think that's massive for the Manly Seagulls. I think they are going to take a lot of confidence out of that as well. I think they're going to play very well as well. Obviously, you know, spreading out the back, DCE's coming off an absolute blinder against the Warriors. Yes, it was a draw because Sean Johnson was playing out of his skin as well. I think against this Titans side, it could be a big win to the Manly Seagulls. You know, Titans on a dry track, I've probably gone with the Titans for the line. In terms of who wins this game, I'm going to go the Manly Seagulls. But, yeah, look, I think the Titans probably do cover, to be honest, just with how they've started games and obviously after last week as well. You know, I think they could have a really strong start here against the Manly Seagulls. Potentially win the game. But yeah, the only thing that scares me is Philip Sami at fullback. I don't think they win the game, the Titans, but if you're taking them to get the start, I think that they could get the start for sure. The next game, obviously, is the Broncos taking on the Canberra Raiders. This one's going to be one of the more interesting games of the weekend. Obviously, you know, Canberra Raiders coming off a massive, massive win in a one-point game against the Titans, but the Titans and the Broncos in two very different leagues. I'm keen to see how the Raiders go against the top eight side. It's going to be a real test for them. Obviously, Tristan Saller coming off the bench still for the Broncos. He's so dangerous in that sort of role where he comes onto the field. If it's at the expense of Ezra Mam, though, I don't like it as much, but I do think that, you know, Tristan Saller coming off the bench is very dangerous, and I really like it. There's no changes for the Broncos as far as I can see. As for the Raiders, Zach Hosking obviously out, dislocated his shoulder. So unfortunate when he started the year so well. Obviously, Ata Mariotta moves back into the back row, and just watching him last week in that role, Ata Mariotta, he was solid in that back row role. Really liked him there. I think he's going to kill it again this week. And then as for the other changes, obviously, we do see Simi Sasagi come in to the bench. We also see Trey Mooney come into the bench as well. Emre Gula in the reserves at the moment, which is, you know, very strange. Usually he's a guaranteed guy you see on the bench week in, week out for the Canberra Raiders. But excited to see how the Raiders do go this week going up against this Broncos side. I'm very excited to see if the Raiders can, you know, compete with these top eight sides, especially when we, you know, predicted them to be a lot lower on the ladder than what they are now. Now, the second last game, of the weekend is the Bulldogs taking on the Newcastle Knights. As for the Bulldog, Connor Tracey, he keeps his spot at fullback. Obviously, Bronson Cherry keeps his spot in the centres too, with Addo Carr on that left-hand side, Critter and Kiraz on the right. I've been calling for Kiraz to go back to the wing for a while. Defensively, just can't handle centre for me. He has been quite good in terms of running the ball, but I think he's just a lot better at wing. And we saw that last week against the Melbourne Storm. He was terrific. One of the better players running for 300 or so metres as well. Absolutely killing it there. There isn't too many other changes. Obviously, Max King sits in number 22 in the reserves. I'm hoping he comes back this week. I think they need Max King. I think that's the only sort of thing, I think, really, that lost them the game against the Melbourne Storm. Just a little bit more go forward through the middle, all the little things that Max King does for your footy side. But Blake Taff, too, taking that number 17 spot over Max King. It's just a bit of a strange one. It is a bit of a wild play. Josh Curran moving into the 13 as well. Jamin Salmon now moving permanently to the edge. I like Jamin Salmon on the edge. I think he looks good there on that right edge. I think he could do some work there. Curtis Moran coming back into the side too from injury. Love it. Obviously, Blake Taff on the bench, though. Where does he come into the game? And you've got two utilities on the bench now, when the whole criticism of the Bulldogs to come into the year was their forward pack just isn't big enough. Their forward pack can't compete with other forward packs in the competition. I'm hoping we see a late change here. I don't think Blake Taff keeps his spot on the bench. Well, at least hopefully he gets moved out, because I just don't want him, you know, to come in as a middle forward like they've been using all their other utilities as, and, you know, struggle there through the middle, get absolutely polarized after coming back from concussion. Yeah, look, I'm interested to see where he comes into the game, but if there's no real plan for him, I'd much rather him just come out of the side and Max King, who has killed it for the Bulldogs to start the year, obviously staying in that spot. Let's talk about the Newcastle Knights. It doesn't look like there's too many other changes for Newcastle. Very similar side to last week. In fact, it's the exact same side as last week. Obviously, Tyson Frizzell still out, which is massive. But yeah, other than that, there is no changes for the Newcastle Knights going into this game. Last game of the round. At PointsBet Stadium, it is the Sharkies taking on the North Queensland Cowboys, the Newcastle Knights. What am I talking about? Sharks and Cowboys. It's going to be an interesting game. They've got very different and interesting records against each other too, but this combination of Iro and Ronaldo Mulitalo on this left edge is just so dangerous. Now, Sione Katoa, I think, picked up an injury last week. Wasn't really noticeable because he was having an absolute blinder there against the Rabbitohs, but Sam Stonestreet comes in there for the Sharkies on the wing. He's been very well hyped. He's a very solid footballer. He's been killing it for the past few weeks in reserve grade for the Jets. Looks really, really good. I think that he's going to kill it too next to Jesse Raymond on that right-hand side. He's got a lot of speed to burn. Really tough too as well, carrying the football on the wing there. I think he'll do very well. I think in his second game now, I believe he's played a game before, unless I'm just thinking about the trials. But yeah, great player. And I'm excited to see how he goes, Sam Stonestreet. That's the only out here, it looks like, for this Sharky side. Obviously, Toby Rudolph keeps his spot now on the bench. Braden Hamanuele coming back onto the bench as well, actually. That's a big change. Tuku Haotapua moving back into the reserves list. Cade Dykes in number 20. I'm keen to see if he maybe gets a spot as a 14 soon. Obviously, they're trialing Kale Iro at the moment, but I'm excited to see if Cade Dykes over the next few weeks potentially gets some game time. Now, as for the Cowboys,
Not too many changes for them. Murray Taulagi comes out of the team for Sammy Valame. I think there's an injury here for Murray Taulagi. I believe there is an injury. Otherwise, I don't really know. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hamstring. Murray Taulagi hamstring. That's why he's out. Pretty devastating there for Murray Taulagi. Sammy Valame comes in. Obviously, he's been kept out of the side by Kyle Felt, who's been killing it at the moment on that right edge, doing really good work on the wing, scoring every game, looking really good there on the wing. Sammy Valame, though, I'm excited to see how he's coming into the year. Obviously, killed it at the back end of last year. And then, obviously, straight out of the side for Kyle Felt, which was a bit of an interesting one and a bit of a controversial call. I'm excited to see how Sammy Valame is going, how he's tracking. Obviously, there must have been some concerns in the offseason for him till he left out for Kyle Felt. So, yeah, excited to see how Sammy Valame is coming into the year and how he's playing and if he can maybe cement a spot, but I doubt it, obviously, with Kyle Felt and obviously Murray Taulagi to come back into the team. But he is going to get a few weeks now to really ace that opportunity on that left wing. Other than that, no other changes here for the North Queensland Cowboys. I expect Jack Gosiewski to be a late out of of this Cowboys side. I believe he signed with the Broncos, so I think that he'll be a late out of this team. Tom McKayla, I imagine, will come in and take that spot in jersey number 17. I believe Gosiewski signed with the Broncos. You know, could be wrong, but I believe that was a part of the swap deal for Harrison Edwards from the Bulldogs to go over to the North Queensland Cowboys, and then Gosiewski, I believe a part of that deal was for him to go to the Broncos, or at least that's the rumour. So I expect Gajewski to come out of this side for Tom McKayla. I believe he's signed with the Broncos and will be in the Broncos reserves list going into the next few weeks. That's just the rumour I've heard. Don't know if it's 100%. All we know that is confirmed, though, is that Harrison Edwards, he is a North Queensland Cowboy as of next week. So, yeah, congratulations to him on that opportunity. As for this game, though, doesn't look like there's too many other changes for these sides. I am excited for this game. I think it's going to be one of the better games of the weekend. But there you go. That is your team list Wednesday for round 7. That's full time. See you in the next one.